from 2 Tango Mobile.
Good morning, Rusty. N0TR.
And I don't know, I guess you'd, since you didn't say mobile, you're probably sitting at home watching TV then, aren't you?
No, sir. I am ticked off and mobile. I just went and had my... Oh, wait, the radio. Come on, I just come out from under the carport. I just went and had my Earl changed. And they were supposed to check the input air filter. And they didn't do it right, just put it that way. So I always check and see when I get home if the mechanics is done right. And so I went out there, and it didn't look like the lid on it was set right. And they're kind of a bear to get that cover off that input air filter. And they actually had two mechanics come out and try to get it back on. Said they checked it. And I pulled it out, and it had leaves and everything else stuck in it. So kind of broke a promise there as far as I'm concerned. I'm not happy.
Go to the dealer to get your oil changed?
No, you'll sit around for an hour and a half waiting on them, or 2 hours. And I always go down to Sims Auto there in Duncan, and they're a good bunch of people. Don't misunderstand me. But they just didn't check that air filter. They said they did. In fact, I asked Scott when he come out, and I've known him for years. I said, did they check my input air filter? I said, a lot of pollen out there nowadays. Oh, I don't know. So he ran out there and popped the lid. Well, it's not quite that easy to get it out. You can pull the clips on it real quick. But getting it out's another story. He looked at the top of it, and the air comes in on the bottom of it. Then he couldn't get it back, and come to find out, the other gentleman back in the back that changed my oil, he said he had checked it. So he come out and helped him, and they put it back in. And I got home, and I could see white around the perimeter of it there. And I thought, well, that ain't right. So Bernice and I went out, and I pulled it out and looked at it, and it was real dirty on the bottom side of it where the air comes in. Not a happy camper. That goes to character.
Would not be a happy camper in that situation either. So I know what you're talking about. But anyway, well, I guess you got to go get a new filter to go in there yourself, or you got to take it back and make them change it for you.
Oh, I'm sure they would, but I'm just going to go get another filter down at the Toyota dealership and be done with it. Don't want to take the time. They didn't do it right the first time. And I'd have to drive clear to Duncan to get it done, but they are, as a general rule, a very fine dealership, or not dealership, but automotive place. And they changed my oil, and they've always taken care of me all right. But that Avalon, I'm kind of particular about. It's old now. It's 10 years old or older. Be 12, I guess. It's a 2011. But if we, you know, like the other day, we went up to the Cherokee Casino for Bernice's birthday when the kids come home. And, you know, that's about as big a trip as we ever take. But I try to take care of my vehicles.
Me too. That's me too. Oh, and all. But yeah, I'm running back over here to the grocery store because I forgot 5 items left them on. For some reason, they didn't get on my list, and I didn't think about them while I thought about one of them while I was in the store, but I got distracted. So I'm going to have to go back and pick up these items because one of them I need for something I'm fixing later today. You know, that's the way things go. I'm planning to have tacos later, and you can't have tacos without some salsa to go on it.
Yeah, you don't make them yourself, in other words?
Shells, I've got the ground beef, I've got the taco seasoning. And all I need, and I have cheese, so all I need is salsa to go on it.
Not a greasy, gobby mess like Taco Bell. Good for you. That sounds good, Rusty. Bernice always makes ours. They do have one I seen advertised on TV. It had steak in it and cheese in it and that looked pretty darn good. But last time I looked, I don't know if their showroom was open or not or whatever you call it. You had to go through the drive-thru, and I don't like waiting in long lines. And usually Taco Bell up here at Wade Hampton is long lines.
All over near me, it's the same way. The one over here on 29, over near Sam's Club, gets that way too. And I haven't been to that one in a long time, and I know the lady that's the manager there. At least she was the last time I was in there. But, you know, things change, and everything goes about different ways. And I guess we'll see what happens and see where things go. Oh, kind of a dreary-looking day out here today, you know.
I could have pulled the car in the garage, and I didn't. Just had more room out in the carport, but it was rather cool out there, I'll tell you. I had to go get a jacket on. But, I don't know, I'm debating now. Maybe I'll just go to Napa and get that filter and be done with it. I have to drive quite a ways to go out to Toyota, and Napa's right here by Harbor Freight.
Much cheaper if you get it at Napa than if you go to the dealer.
No rule, that's very accurate. But I buy my oil filters, and then I buy Mobil 1 at Costco's usually when it's $10 off, you know, on sale. But their oil filter cartridges are only like $5 or something like that from Toyota. And I was told many years ago to stick with the Toyota filters on Toyota engines. I doubt if there's a nickel's worth of difference, Rusty, but I just go out there and buy two of them for the Tacoma and two of them for the Avalon and keep them on the shelf. And then when they change the oil, I take them down there with me.
To take with you today, huh?
Oh, no, it wasn't the oil filter. I had the oil filter and the oil. I didn't have an input air filter to put in. And so I just told them to put a new one in if it needed it, and they said it didn't need it, and it did, and that's, you know, pretty important. That's where it goes into your fuel injection system, this N0TR.
Like somebody was not quite doing their job today.
On the head, Rusty. N0TR Mobil. Oh, I think, well, I'll just run over here to Napa. Our neighbor across the street, the daughter is working there now as a delivery lady. Might see her in there and get to say hi. And I'm glad she's working again. She was out of work for quite a while. And they got a big family. So I think I'll just do that. I was trying to think what I needed at Harbor Freight. Always love to go in Harbor Freight. It's like a boy's toy store.
Sale right now. They got a whole bunch of stuff on sale, and a whole bunch of stuff that everything is 10% off. And if you're a member of their club, it's 15% off. But I didn't pay to join their club. And well, I've arrived here at the Publix, and when I get up close to this building, I'm going to start losing it because it gets in the shadow, and I can't see the repeater from here. So I'll catch you later, Tom. N0TR W2T 73s for now.
Okay, Rusty. Well, my grandson and son-in-law's messed around with a lot of automotive stuff here lately. They're rebuilding an old Honda just for the fun of it. So I joined it, and they're allowed to use my card. So that's the only reason I did. But I buy quite a bit of stuff from them there in the way of tie wraps and stuff like that. And I always enjoy going in there. So that's the first year I've done that in many, many years. But it does save you on items. Talk to you later, Rusty. Have a good day. W2T and 0TR. I'm just about there. 73.